Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out this beautiful Tuesday evening and joining us. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us, and for that we are grateful. We do not take it for granted. I tell you, tonight we have a great, great show for you. We are talking about It Begins with a Choice. But before we jump in, I want to thank each and every one of our sponsors for this month. We have Aphographics, and Aphographics specializes in anything that you need done, custom made for your business cards. They do photo shoots. Anything that's business related that you need to get created and have your brand look like a brand professionally done, Aphographics, and that's spelled A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F as in Frank X, and they are on Facebook. You can take a look. If you see any all of my rebranding that was done by them, also they're aphographics@gmail.com if you want to get contact them for rates and things of that nature. But I'm telling you, if you saw my recent photo shoot, everybody's been talking about the photo shoot that was done by them. So thank you again, Aphographics, for all of your great, great work as you're rebranding On Fire to Inspire. Unique Expression by Design, we want to thank you for your support. Unique Expression by Design is running a special this month, so make sure you go out and look at their page on Facebook or UniqueExpressionByDesign.com. They are running special. If you need anything customized for your business or personal needs, they are there. Angelise Washington is there to take care of you through Unique Expression by Design. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. I'm telling you, Roz is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs. Roz handles everything from lock maintenance to weaves, sew-ins, braids, natural hair, and so, so much more. You can look up Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. All of our sponsors are on Facebook, and there are links to their pages, and everything is out there. InspiredJewelsForYou.com. That's Inspired Jewels, the number four, and the letter U. .com, and newly released book, The Power of Decisions, Common Life Struggles and Challenges Through Choices. And that is by our own guest tonight, Ms. Shondell Jackson. I tell you, we're so excited about it. And the title of the book, again, is The Power of Decisions, Overcoming Life Struggles and Challenges Through Choices. And that book is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Zulon, and eBay. So you want to get this book because I'm telling you, it's changing lives, it's transforming mindsets. It begins with a choice is our topic tonight. And so I want to thank you again for each and every one of you who are joining us. We are live on Friday Inspire. So tell your family and friends, share our post out on Facebook, tell them to dial in at 929-477-2178, or they can go on to www.blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire. And also, if you want to be a sponsor and so on to this fertile ground, you can actually email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Let us know what type of business or service you have. We'll be able to announce your information and share it on our platforms for only $25 for the entire month. The topic, one more time, is It Begins with a Choice. And we want to welcome our guest tonight, Ms. Shondell Jackson, to the On Fire to Inspire Network. Welcome, 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 woman of God. How are you this evening?
I am good, Aaliyah, and thanks for having me on the show. Thank you very much. I'm great. God is good.
Yes, well, welcome, and thank you for joining us. You know, I tell people all the time, we don't take anything for lightly. We don't take it for granted because we all live very busy lives. And so we're grateful that you chose to spend your time with us tonight.
Thank you for having me. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm Shondell. My name is Shondell. Jackson,
yes.
And I am the author of the recently released book, The Power of Decisions. I've been walking with God for almost 22 years of my life, and this book was actually birthed from a very, very dark time in my life, a time when I, you know, actually thought God had forgotten about me. But out of it, out of this dark time, I developed such a close, profound relationship with God, and this book was birthed from that time. So tonight I'm going to talk a lot about the book, about decisions, and, you know, about choices. And we have the ability to choose. You know, we have the ability to either stay, we have the ability to choose to either stay in that dark place where we are, or we have the ability to come out. God, Jesus gave us the authority to come out, you know, to come out from that dark place and to use every opportunity, that every dark time, we can use it to produce gain in our lives. I've learned over the years that for every trial God has allowed us to go through, He would always birth something in our character, in our spirits, if we allow Him to. So we have to look for that something.
Amen. That is so, so very true. The topic tonight is just so much in alignment with your book and the premise of your book. It begins with a choice. What does the topic itself, it begins with a choice, mean to you?
Well, the thing is that, Aaliyah, the thing is that every day we're faced with choices. You know, choices, we're faced with decisions and choices every day of our lives. It's a very important thing. It's very important that we live close to God so we can actually make the right decisions. But the thing about this book is that it teaches us that even when we are faced with difficulties that are made by decisions that we have made that we had control over, or we are faced with difficulties that was made by decisions that was made by others on our behalf that we had no control of, we still have a choice to allow the God of second chances to actually bring something out of something good out of those decisions that we have made. This book, as I said, not only was this book birthed from the difficult place I was in, but so was my ministry. I was in this dark place, and I said to God, I remember in very clearly, I was in a nail salon one day, and I said to God, you know what? Please don't let my pain be in vain. Just use this hurt that I'm going through to help me to minister to people, to advance me into my purpose. And that prayer actually changed my life. That prayer actually, God used the situation to propel me into my purpose and to propel me into my destiny. So you have a choice. You have a choice to allow what you're going through, you know, allow God to use what you're going through to propel you into your destiny. Okay?
I love that. I love that. Allow God to propel you into your destiny, because so many times people just kind of put their head down and just be like, well, you know, oh, woe is me. But you said, no, God is going to get pain, a purpose from that pain. I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it. So,
you know, one of the things I wanted to say real quickly is that God gives me this quote, and He said that, you know what? I will never allow you to leave your place of affliction empty-handed. If we look for that, if we look deeply for that something, God is going to always allow us to leave our place of affliction with something. Something that's going to be a blessing not only to us, that's going to bless us, but also be a blessing to others.
Amen. You know, so many get caught up in just looking at the situation. But God says, look at me. And girl, I'm telling you, you are a blessing tonight. You said, I want you to repeat that for the person who's just joining us tonight, what the Lord said to you concerning that place of affliction. I want you to say that one more time.
So God said to me during the time I was, you know, going through this, He said, I will never allow you to leave your place of affliction empty-handed. He said, I will always give you something that would bless you, that would not only bless you, but be a blessing to others.
Amen, amen. That is such a blessing. And I'm actually putting it in our event. So many of you who are logged into the event itself, reminding you that the event is out here, a lot of the things that she's saying, and if there are any things that you want to just remind the people of, Chandel, feel free after the show to go in and pop that in there, because the people who are listening live or maybe listening later go in many times and they're checking those things. So that will, you know, really prompt them to really get it in their spirits, because they need to hear it and sometimes see it.
Yes, yes.
Amen, amen. So this was birthed out of a dark plan. So how long did it take you to actually just fully just admit to, okay, this is what God is calling me to do in this hour?
So it's this book, about 3 years ago, I was going through a little mini trial, and I remember the Lord told me, he gave me the name of this book. But all I wrote was like three chapters, and then that was it. I put it down. I put it down. And then I reached a period in my life where I hit rock bottom, and that was in 2017, in just like around January 2017. I was in this really dark place. The days were really dark and gloomy. I was like, I just wanted to stay under the covers. I just would cry many days. And then in February I just started. I remember I used to spend like countless times with the Lord. I would spend hours and hours and hours in His presence, and I would just write. I would start to write and write and write and write the thing that He was telling me. And this book was actually birthed from that period of time. And I wrote this book in 7 months. I started it in July, in February, and by the time July, I was actually finished with the book. And even when I finished, I had so much cold feet, because I'm a very private person. I had so much cold feet. I had struggled to release my wounds and my scars to the world, because the book actually started with my testimony. It started with my testimony, and then it actually emerged from there. It emerged into, you know, the choices I made and the journey that the Lord took me down. And during this period of time, He taught me the importance of choices and how choices can determine, like, where you go, the place you go from, you know, from being in a dark situation. One of the things I have to say is that choices is so important. Choices is the thing that would make two people go through the same exact situation, and one of them come out on the other side defeated, and the other one comes out successful. We have to make that choice that, you know what, Jesus didn't die in vain for us on the cross. He didn't die in vain for us. And we have to make that choice that, you know what, we're going to use the authority that God given to us. We're going to use the blood of Jesus. We're going to use what Christ did for us on Calvary when we're in that dark time. And if we hold on to the hands of God, He's going to pull us out. If we look for the good in the situation, He's going to pull us up, and He's going to advance us to places where we never even thought or imagined that we would go. So I actually published this book in total obedience to God, total obedience. It was a sacrifice that I made, because I really did not want to publish it. But, you know, God actually told me, you know, it's going to bless life. So that's the reason why I published it.
Amen, amen. And, you know, many times people get freed through our transparency, but the people don't want to be transparent so other people can be free. So my hat goes off to you. I'm so honored that you are walking in obedience, because you are changing lives, not just women's lives, but men as well. And I'm grateful for God connecting us divinely. Amen. So tell us a little bit about some of the feedback that you've been getting from the people who've been reading it thus far.
The book started, it was published on February 20th, but I had my book signing like 2 weeks ago. And I remember the first night, the book signing was a Saturday night. The Sunday morning I went into church, one of my sisters in Christ said to me, "Oh my God, I think you were talking to me. Oh my God, it was so good." Then I remember another sister of mine said to me, she said, "If I didn't have to go to church, I would not have put this book down. She said, I started reading the book, and she said, I end up at chapter 5. I could not, I had to force myself to put it down. Then today, one of my friends, I know she's on the line tonight, and she said to me, she said, my husband, she called home, and her husband said to her, well, they bought one book, and they were sharing it, actually, and she read it first, and she handed it to him. So he only started to read it today. So she said to him, her husband said to her, oh, my God, I had an experience. I had the most incredible experience that I don't know. And she said, what is it? What is it? He said, I was reading the book. I only read the first two chapters, and I was crying. And this is a man, you know. He said, I was crying. I just was crying. I couldn't stop crying. So it's like I'm just so happy that, you know, it's really touching lives. And I'm so, Aaliyah, obedience to God really pays off. It really does pay off. You know, once we be obedient to God, he does the rest. And that was my whole purpose in writing this book. I just wanted it to touch lives. I just wanted to minister to life. I just wanted to bring hope to lives that think that, you know, lives, people that think that they, you know what, that there's no hope out there. And I have already seen that that's what God is using this book to do.
Yes, yes, amen, amen. And that's what it's all about. Our testimonies and our walk is not, you know, that of our own. It's actually to help that next person. And so I'm so grateful, again, for your obedience because, you know, many people will say that they're, you know, it's one thing to say it, but another thing to do it. And so that testimony in and of itself of the man saying how it touched his life, I know that just took you to a whole nother place, didn't it?
Yes, yes. I was so touched because, you know, men, how they are, they're not so emotional. So I was very touched
right.
when I heard that, you know, I heard that. I was very touched.
Amen.
And he's going through a place in his life right now, so it was really encouraging to him. And that's just the two first chapters.
Amen. So think about, he was touched by the first two chapters, but think about when he really delve in and get in, you know, into the rest of it. So it's such a blessing, and I'm so, you know, so godly proud of you.
One of the feedbacks I've been getting a lot about the book too, I've been getting it's a page turner. I know I've had you know, people that are not even Christians that have read it, and I have a chapter in there basically for people that are not, you know, for the unsaved people, you know, to actually lay them to Christ. God, the Holy Spirit inspired me to include a chapter for that reason. But people that are not Christians, I got feedback from them, and they said it's a head turner. It's a page turner. They could not put it down when they started to read it.
Amen. Amen. So we're just, you know, declaring that it actually reaches the masses, not
yeah.
just in the States,
yeah.
but in other countries, and that
yeah.
lives are
yeah.
changed from them just picking it up.
Yeah.
One of the things that I tell people all the time is it's so not about us. It's so not
yeah.
about us. It's
yeah.
all about
yeah.
God getting the glory out of our lives. So let's
mm-hmm.
talk about
yeah.
this choice. One of the things you talked about, you said people can have the same choices. One can go down one road and be defeated, and the other can go down a different road. Let's talk about these choices. Let's talk about that person who made that choice, and, you know, they made the wrong choice, and they had that place, they were in that place of defeat, and they're ready to move forth. They're tired of being tired. What would you say to that person, Shondell?
Well, the thing is that, and what I'll do to answer that question, I think if I give like a little summary of the chapters in this book, it's going to help them. One of the things, actually,
uh-huh.
Some of the chapters in the book is like the decision to walk in obedience to God, the decision to serve God
uh-huh.
in your youth, the decision to seek intimacy with your Creator, the decision to believe God's word despite difficulties, the decision to live by faith, the decision to allow your pain to produce gain, the decision to shape your
uh-huh.
world with your words, the decision to forgive, the decision to position yourself for answered prayer. And then the last chapter of the book is when God doesn't come through, what will your decision be? You know, one of the things I remember years ago, God had given me a scripture that says that, you know, the scripture, the wisdom, let me get the scripture, exact scripture, so I can actually Sally. It says, "Oh, how great!" And it's found in Romans 11 and 33. "Oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his ways." And, you know, many times we have to make a decision to trust in the wisdom of God. Many things we may not understand. All the things that I've gone through in life, I may not understand. I don't understand everything I go through. I don't understand why I went through it. I don't understand why God chose me to go through these things. But you know what? We have to trust in the wisdom of God. Now that I'm seeing, now some of the things, are, it's like all the pieces of the puzzle are beginning to come together now. Because when I'm seeing how many lives this book is touching, I know it was that all the things that God allowed me to go through was not for me. It's a process. It's the process. And we have to just, sometimes we have, just have to yield to God. We just have to yield to, we just have to trust in his wisdom. He is far wiser than us. He's our Father. And the thing we have to know is that God will not allow, he does not get glory in us being in pain. He does not glory in seeing us struggle. But the things that we go through, he's going to use them for, he's going to use them to bring glory and honor to his name. So we just have to trust in his wisdom. And when we're in that dark place, we just have to reach out and trust him. Trust in his wisdom. We have to trust that he's going to use our pain for gain. We have to trust. We have to make a decision to live by faith, you know, even though we don't see. Many days I remember, it just felt like if I'm going down wrong, a blind turn, and I don't even know where I'm going because I don't know what is the next move. But you know what? That's simple trust in him. That simple trusting, and that trust just gives us peace. It just gives us that peace beyond our understanding, a peace that we can't even explain, you know. So
I love it. And I'm trying to get some of this in here, I tell you. And you're right. Trust in him is beyond understanding, you know, understanding why and what, because many times you start going through the, well, why me? Well, why not you? You know, I've never seen a person just really, really be catapulted into their destiny in that comfort zone. You know, one of the things I remember the Lord saying to me, Shondell, the Lord said, get comfortable being uncomfortable. And I was like, whoo.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And so in that,
you know what? You said, why me? Why not me?
Is that when
why
you
not me?
You trust in him the most?
Yes. That's when I trust him. Yes, you trust him. And that's when you trust him the most. That's when you know. It's just such a simple trust. It's a trust you cannot even explain. Mm-hmm. You know, you just cannot even explain. It's just like allowing God to take the wheel. You know, it's like just allowing him to take the wheels and just say, you know, God, you know what, this is, you know, my life belongs to you. You know, you take over.
Right.
You take over.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings, it happens when we come to that place where we become so weary. We become so weary of trying on our own, and we become so weary of, like, of trying things on our own. We do everything. We did everything in our to succeed and to make this simple, this area of our life work, and then it does not work. And we have to come to a place where we just totally surrender to God. Totally surrender.
Yes. Now, you said a mouthful right there. Total surrender. Total surrender. Just saying, you know what, God, it's so not about me. Let me just give this to you. Because you already know what you want me to do. So what is it that you want me to do? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
He's already given you the power and authority to endure it and to move forth in it. But many times we don't want to surrender.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Psalms 34 and verse 18. That's my favorite scripture, Psalms 34 and verse 18. It says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those whose spirits have been crushed." It's just such a profound scripture. God never leaves us in what we are in. He's always there side by side with us. And that's the one thing, you know, if we get that deep down into our spirits, you know, we will realize that no matter where we find ourselves in life, it doesn't matter if we find ourselves in a place as a result of decisions we have made or a result of decisions that were made by others. And the thing is that sometimes we find ourselves in dark places not only because of decisions we have made. It could be decisions that were made by our ancestors, by our foreparents. You know what I'm saying? We find ourselves in a dark place because of that. But despite where we find ourselves, we have to remember that God is always with us. We are never going to be walking that place alone. And when the time is right and the fullness of time and when God, he's going to bring us out. If we continue to trust in him, if we continue to lean on him, if we continue to trust in him, he is going to bring us out when the time is right.
Do you know what? So many people don't want to go through the process of, you know, they say trust the process. Many people don't want to go through that. They just want to get on the other side of it, you know. But I promise you, if you trust the process, you know, it's in that molding. Because, see, that process is your molding, you know.
Yeah.
Some of that is to bring you to a place of humility, because some people are so selfish and it's about them. What you think?
Yeah, God is gonna bring us. And the thing is, for us, for God to use us, he has to break us. There are many things in us sometimes is like it's not gonna fly in ministry. You know what I'm saying? One of the prayers that I usually pray, and sometimes, you know, we pray things and we don't realize the depth of what we pray. But one of the things I used to pray, one of the prayers I used to pray several years ago, I used to pray a lot. I used to say, God, give me a heart that would burn for the things that burns you, would hurt for the things that hurt you. Give me a heart, God, that would bleed for the things that bleeds you. And in order for us to come to that place, There's a breaking has to take place. You know, there must be a breaking. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we're in our own little cubicle and we go about our own little cute lives and everything is fine. Our kids are fine and our family's fine and we go about. But what about the world out there? The world is hurting. There's so many people hurting out there. And we're in this little cubicle and everything is fine for us and we think, okay, everything is fine. But you know what? Everything is not fine because there are people out there hurting. There are people out there, and God has to bring us to that place where we are hurting too for the world. It's a process.
Yes. Amen. So you had your book signed about 2 weeks ago, and you're getting all this feedback already. And I know that makes you feel good, that the fact that you said, you know what, God, I am so happy that I made the choice to be obedient. What's that feeling like now that, you know, you actually see the end result?
It's a good feeling, but yet I'm just humbled because I'm so humbled that God would use a vessel like me. I am just so humbled, and it's a life-changing experience. It's a real life-changing experience because it just shows you that once you obey God, God blesses our acts of obedience. So it's just mind baffling, you know. God blesses our acts of obedience. We just have to obey him and he does the rest. Aaliyah, I struggled so much with releasing this book. I struggled so much. I am a very private person and I struggled with I really struggle with putting my testimony out there, you know, my wounds and my scars to the world. But you know what? I did it in obedience to God. And lives are changing. There's so many lives that are blessed, you know, already. And I really thank God, and I'm just so humbled. I'm just so humbled, you know. To God be the glory, great things he has done. When I look back at some of the things I write in the book, I know it could not have been me. It had to be the Holy Spirit. So to God be the glory, great things he has done and great things he continues to do.
Amen. That is so true. So true. You know, when you look back, you know, to that time 3 years ago to now, you're like, God, it was worth it. God, I thank you. You know, and so out of that one choice that you made to obey, so many more doors and so much more favor has and shall continue to open up to you and for you. And we bless God for your obedience. I'm just telling you, I'm so excited about what's happening in the spirit as well as in the natural for you, the manifestation that's here for you out of your obedience.
Yes, yes. God is good. Hey. He is so good.
Yes, ma'am. So tell us, is there anything else on your heart that you want to share with us concerning the book, concerning the testimony? Share with us what's on your heart.
So actually, I wanted to talk a little bit about my ministry. This book, I actually had my ministry launch and my and the book signing the same day. In God good, He gives you double for your trouble.
Yes, yes.
So the ministry, it's Battered, BWCT, it's Battered Women and Challenged Teens Ministries, and it was actually birthed from 3 years ago. The Lord had given me this vision to one night. The Lord gave me this vision that I, you know, to minister to hurting women and, you know, abused women and teen and kids, specifically teens. And, you know, like I had, it's been like 3 years in the making. I had a lot of setbacks, but, you know, and stuff like that. But then during the time I was going through this, you know, the Lord told me, I remember the Lord said to me, you know what? I want you to take your eyes off of what you want. Take your eyes off of what you want. Take your eyes off a relationship. Take your eyes off a husband. Take your eyes off and just focus on what I call you to do. And during this time, you know, just after I started to write the book, I started to focus on my ministry. I started to focus on what the Lord called me to do. And it's just so amazing. I had this vision board. I was looking back at my vision board the other day. And I actually saw, I looked at the vision board. And when I looked, I was like, all these, like, things, these pointers, I wrote them down. And when I was saying to myself, you know, this is going to get done by this in a few months. And when I look back, everything was just done in just a few months. Maybe like 2 months, everything was done. I was able to take a mark, and I was able to check. You know, so
wow.
God has a way of just, like, propelling us forward. And out of this time that I went through, God just propelled me forward. My ministry was birthed. The ministry was launched. And it's just a beautiful thing to walk in your purpose. It's just a beautiful thing to be walking in your purpose. I've never felt so fulfilled. I've never felt so fulfilled like I am right now.
Amen. Amen. And there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. You can't put a price tag on, you know, the place of where you are, the place of peace, the place of not necessarily satisfaction or contentment, but just being, you know, content with God. I did what you said to do. And so God allowed you to birth the ministry and the book all at the
and
same
the book.
Time. So
yes, all at the same time. You're such an awesome
phenomenal God. He is. Now, how do we find out more about the ministry itself?
So the ministry is, the website is bwctministries.org. That's the website.
Okay.
You can, we're on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook, bwctministries.org. You can like us on Facebook. We are on Instagram, also on Instagram. The phone number for the ministry is 347-391-7366. And our email address is bwctministries@gmail.com.
I love it.
Check out our website. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And you said the email address was bwctministries@gmail?
Ministry, yeah, bwctministries, MINISTRIES, @gmail.com, bwctministries.org, and the telephone number is 347-391-7366. Our slogan is, we were created and anointed for this.
All right. I love it. We were created and anointed for this. Ooh, that's powerful. That is powerful. I love it. Absolutely love it. Well, I have been placing a lot of this in our event. So, again, if I miss anything that is really, really in your heart or anything, make sure you go in there and you feel free to add whatever is in your heart to do, because many of our listeners go back, take a look at that. So it is such a blessing. I tell you, I'm so excited for you and the doors that are opening out of the act of your obedience. Now, what state are you located in?
New York.
You're in
New York. Queens, New York, yes.
You're in Queens. All right. So, guys, you can definitely connect with Shondell on Facebook. She has the website for our ministry, bwctministries.org. She has a book, and it's available on Zulon. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, eBay. I'm telling you, it's been a true blessing tonight. Now, let's see. So every now and then, they want to get a little, you know, act like they're a little shy. But are you open to opening the phone lines and see if anybody has anything to comment or a question?
Yes, yes. That would be fine, Aaliyah.
Okay, great. So, guys, if you're listening in on the web website, you're going to have to dial in to participate in the conversation. So if you want to participate in the question, answer, comment, you're going to have to dial in at 929-477-2178. I'm going to repeat. That's 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and we'll bring you on, and you can make a comment or ask a question for Shondell or myself. I'm telling you many times, just, you know, any portion of our interview, just sharing how it blessed you or anything. I'm telling you, when you're always the one to give out, when it comes back to you, just, you know, how they're being blessed, I tell you, it's like you won the lottery, even though you don't play it, you know. It's like winning that prize. Because you're always pouring out. So someone just giving you some feedback is so beautiful, and it's like the way to go. So guys, 929-477-2178. Press option 1. And let this woman of God know how this is this interview itself has been a blessing, or if you've read her book, how the book itself has blessed you. Because I'm telling you, out of her obedience, so many lives has been touched, but so many lives will continue to be touched, because she's not just doing just a book, but with that ministry, touching the lives of women that are in a place of brokenness, and she's bringing forth healing because she understands who she is. She understands who she is and the power and authority that God has given her. So I just give God praise for her. So again, if you have a question or comment, dial 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and we'll bring you on live with us. So excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. So I tell you, Shondell, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And we have some callers that are ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have joining us tonight? Hello, you're on Fire to Inspire Live. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hello.
Hi,
yeah.
You're on live with us on
Hi.
Who do we have with us tonight?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Shondell. How are you? Hi, Aaliyah. How are you?
I'm good.
I just want to tell Shondell how proud of her I am. And I know this book has been a struggle for her. I hope, you know, pray her through this process. Me, myself, being an author, and so funny you guys talked about it tonight, because I was a part of a book with many other women in one book, and my title was Why Me? And, you know, so that's what we go through sometimes, but God always have a purpose and a plan for our trials and tribulations. We just don't know it at the time, but if we continue to stay in the will of God, and continue to trust God through it all, in it all, there's always a purpose. And it's always, and you know what, people don't realize this, but it's never for us. It's always to help someone else. And that's
Amen.
Why I'm so proud of Shanzel, because she's going back. She didn't just write a book and say, okay, this is it, but she's going back and she launched mm-hmm. her ministry, and it's to help someone else, mm-hmm. the women and the children. So not just to
yeah.
say, okay, I'm going to write a book and leave it sitting, you know, people read it and they put it on the shelf. No, I'm going to do the work after
mm-hmm.
the book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give back
Amen.
To the community.
Amen.
I'm going to pull those that are down, help them get up. So that's all
Amen.
I wanted to say, how proud
Amen.
I am of her.
Thank you,
yes.
Nicole.
And you know,
God
Nicole,
be the glory.
Yes, yes. Nicole, you just made me think that's true ministry in action. She's going back and helping the next person. So, yes, that's true ministry in action outside of these walls. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're so welcome. Have a blessed night.
You too, Nicole.
Right,
thank you.
Amen, amen. Oh, wow, glory to God. We had another caller, but I don't know if they dropped that was pressing the one. Again, if you have a question or comment for us, press one if you're listening in at 929-477-2178. You're live on Fire.
Hello?
Sorry, who do we have with us? Hello?
Can you hear me, Aaliyah?
I can.
You can?
Yeah, I sure can.
Okay, well, good. Good. Hello, Miss Aaliyah. This is Sister Pam. Hello, my sister.
Hello.
So I didn't hear the beginning. I just heard some of her testimony and just sharing and just trusting and obeying God. And I am just in awe because I understand when you have to put yourself out there for you to be an open book and for people to really see your scars and your hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And just obeying God has really encouraged me, because I know that I have some things that the Lord has put before me that I just really need to totally submit myself and do the work.
So I'm
encouraged to hear the conversation on tonight. Actually, this is my first time getting on with you, Aaliyah, and I have thoroughly enjoyed it.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Pam, we're here every Tuesday at 8 o'clock, and if you ever miss a live show, if you go back to that link, you actually can listen to any of the recordings. They're usually available about 5 minutes after we close the show down.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
And again, thank you, woman of God, for your obedience to the Father.
You're welcome, dear. Thank you. Try to get the book, okay? I'm sure it's going to be a blessing. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
That's another powerful woman of God that's in the Atlanta area here, I tell you. Beautiful, beautiful, spirited woman of God, and I tell you, beautiful inside and out. So thank you again, Pam, for sharing with us tonight, listening in, supporting us, listening in to On Fire and Inspire, and encouraging the woman of God. Hallelujah. So, Shandell, how are you feeling?
I'm encouraged. I'm good. I'm just so humbled. God is so good.
Amen.
God is so good.
Yes, He is. So do you have any final words that you want to share with the listeners? I want you to share your final words, but I want you to also remind them how they can follow you, get in contact with you ministry-wise and things of that nature, okay?
Yeah, so I just want to encourage us. You know, with the coming of Christ so near, we as Christians, we're going to be, you know, we go through a lot. And, you know, the enemy is very busy, but you know what, God is there with us. You know, He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. He said, but I will deliver you from them all. He didn't say some. He said all, every one of them. So we have to hold on to the promises of God like never before. You know, we just have to hold on to the promise. We just have to trust God. You know, I used to, you know, this experience has gotten me so much closer to God. I am living now in a realm of, one of the things I've been praying a lot lately, I've been asking God, I said, God, just take me into a realm of answered prayer. And I've been seeing God, even when I pray for stuff with my family, I'm seeing it happen. And I'm just living in a realm of answered prayer, a realm where I just totally trust and depend on God every day, every minute, every second, every hour. So we just have to hold on to the hands of God more and more, and just aspire to live closer to Him, just desire Him, just want Him. Once you want Him and you desire Him, everything else will follow. Everything else will follow. Okay, and you can actually the ministry is located. It's the ministry website is www.bwctministries.org. You can actually go on the ministry website if you want to donate. You can actually donate. There's a donate button there. You can donate. Our email address is bwctministries@gmail.com, and our phone number is 347-391-7366. Check us out on Facebook. We're on Facebook, BWCT Ministries. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram, and you can actually be a part of the good work we're doing. Just remember, also remember us in your prayers. We covet your prayers. We just want to be obedient to God, and we want to be touching lives. So just remember us. For all you prayer warriors out there, just remember us in your prayers. We covet your prayers.
Amen, amen. Well, I tell you, God is so faithful, Chandel, and I thank you for your faithfulness and your obedience. And again, as you continue to be a blessing to the others and continue to be that lifeline in the earth that God is calling you to be, I tell you, you shall not be put to shame. You understand what
thank
I'm saying?
Jesus.
You shall
yes,
not
you,
be put to shame. Just like you said, He gave you double, baby. You've yet to see the complete picture of what He's doing. So I give God praise for you. I give God honor for your obedience.
Thank
I give
you,
God
Lord.
Honor for your heart. I give God Jesus. Honor for your spirit. And so we declare and decree the glory of God upon your life and your ministry and the lives that you touch. We thank God that as they encounter BWCT, as they encounter you as the obedient vessel of God, that they have an encounter with Him and their life shifts to the purpose and the plan that God has for them from that day forward. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Jesus.
Amen. That was not planned,
amen.
But one of the things I tell people all the time, On Fire to Inspire is God. This is His platform. I'm just a mouthpiece that He's using in this hour, and I'm just so humbled and excited that He's chosen me. Amen.
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 Well,
thank you so much, Aaliyah.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and we look forward to having you back on the show, okay? And thank you again for being a willing sponsor for On Fire to Inspire tonight and for the
yes,
month.
Yes, God bless you. You're
amen,
welcome.
Amen, amen. Well, have a blessing. Good night. Guys, if
good
you
night.
Missed any of this powerful, powerful, good night, powerful interview with Chandel Jackson, I tell you, you got to go back and listen to the recording. It will be available about 5 minutes after we end the broadcast. So I'm telling you, you definitely want to go back and listen. Out of her obedience, God has been blessing so many people. And so out of that place of darkness, she said, God, I surrender it all. I don't know what to do or how to do it, but I give it all to you. Now you show me. And as a result, God allowed her to birth the book, The Power of Decisions, Overcoming Life Struggles and Challenges Through Choices. And then, again, that's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Zulon, and eBay. And then she also birthed a ministry entitled Battered Women and Challenged Teens Ministry, BWCT. And you can visit her website at www.bwctministries.org. We give God praise for her tonight. We thank God for honoring us and the divine connection and divine appointment for this. And thank you, Nicole, for that divine connection and you being that connector that God connected us through you. We thank you for your willingness and your obedience. Hallelujah. Guys, I tell you, God is doing a great thing. He's doing. This is the year of the kingdom. This is the year for the kingdom to arise. And she said that it's time. That what God did was he catapulted her into her destiny. And so what you got to understand is the timing of where you are. You got to understand that there is a purpose and a plan for your life. You've got to understand that as long as there's breath in your body, there is purpose to fulfill. So understand, woman of God, understand, man of God, if you're listening live or if you're listening to the recording, that there is much to be done. So get off your hands, okay? Get off the hands, because God has placed so much in your hands. What is it that he's placed in your heart to do? What is it he's calling you to be? It's time to dream again. It's time to live again. I tell you, I am so excited about what God is doing in the spirit as well as manifested in the earth. It is time, man and woman of God, that's listening. So it's time. Guys, don't forget, April the 10th, we're going to be going ahead and releasing the 21-day mind detox devotional that God gave me. Again, that was not something that I chose to do. That was birthed out of the interview with my pastor, Walking Out Your Full Potential, and that was birthed. And then as we were ending and wrapping that thing up, God said, there's the ebook. So we were going to release it on last week, but God said, no, we're doing everything in excellence. And there are some additions and modifications that he said we needed to do, we needed to add. And so you got to be so still and hear the voice of God when he tells you to do it. So your deadline or your timeline may not line up with his. So it's okay when you have to pause something and go back and add things to it. It's okay, because as long as you're walking in obedience and you're being still enough to hear him, that's what it's all about. It's not about man. It's not about what they have put on as a timeline. No, it's about his time. His timing is not always our time, and we just give God praise for you walking in obedience, walking in what he's calling you to in this hour. Again, I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. If you want to be a sponsor and sow into this fruitful ministry, we are here every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I bring guests on that are walking out their purpose, that are living out that obedience of what God is calling them to in this hour. I tell you, this whole year of 2018, I used to have my guests planned out for months, but the whole year of 2018, it has been straight prophetic. The Lord has given me every guest. He's given me every topic. And so when you're being obedient and you're turning down that plate and you're saying, you know what, God, it's so not about me. It's all about you getting glory out of everything I do, everything I say. It's not about a cliche in this hour, man and woman of God. Hear me and hear my heart. It's not about what you think it is, but it's about hearing from him and walking in total obedience. Because I'm telling you, he's speaking clearly now more than ever. And you don't want to be left in a place of, well, I wish I had a no. Be still and hear his voice and walk in obedience, because it's not just for you. It's for you being a blessing into the lives of so many others. Y'all don't forget, it's all about me. Stage play coming up April the 21st and 22nd. I am a part of that great cast that I'm telling you, Sister Teresa, D. Collins Smith is going to be releasing that at the Port of Sanford Performing Arts Center on April 21st, which is a Saturday, and April 21st is a Saturday, 22nd is a Sunday. The tickets are $20. We have VIP tickets available as well. All cast members will be selling tickets, as well as you can purchase on Eventbrite on the website as well. So check out that. Go out and make your purchases. On that 21st, I will actually be playing two parts. I will be a nurse as well as another character named Diane. And then on that Sunday show, I will actually be the nurse. So come out, support. I'm telling you, we'll be blessed. We're having a high time in the Lord. Reach out to me on onfiretoinspire@gmail.com if you want to purchase your ticket. I do have tickets available. Again, tickets are available at $20. And then on the following week, April the 28th, the stage play 50 Miles Per Hour is going. I'm going to be a part of that cast. I'm actually an extra in that one, and the co-host with radio host Eli from 1480 AM. So I am a part of both casts, guys. I'm telling you, you want to get your tickets. Don't sleep on it. Get your tickets now. It's all about me, April 21st and 22nd, and 50 miles per hour, April the 28th. So let me know. We are looking forward to seeing you there. Great support to these powerful women of God who are walking in obedience and doing what God is calling them to do, touching lives and bringing light into the lives of many. Again, I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I love you guys, and we'll talk next week. Have a blessed one. On fire.